Chair, thank you. Congratulations to you on your election as chair of the second meeting of this PrepCom. And I can assure you of my delegation's full support. Chairman, Ireland aligns itself with the statements made on behalf of the European Union, the New Agenda Coalition, the TPNW States Parties, and the Vienna Group of 10. And I add the following remarks in my national capacity. Chair, Ireland's commitment to the NPT, the cornerstone of the disarmament non-proliferation regime, is unwavering. We're living in a time of unprecedented levels of nuclear risk. There must be agreement on urgent and concrete actions to fulfill the promise of the NPT, including on transparency of nuclear arsenals and doctrines, and practical measures to facilitate concrete reductions of nuclear weapons as a first step towards the elimination of nuclear weapons. The unequivocal undertaking of the nuclear weapon states remains essential and urgent. Article 6 of the NPT and other existing commitments provide the framework to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons. The absence of any meaningful process or mechanism to assess implementation is a significant gap. Ireland welcomes the progress on transparency and accountability and the strong cross-regional support that this has received during the first PrepCom. Together with our colleagues from New Zealand and Switzerland, we will continue engaging with states parties to make progress at this PrepCom and across the review cycle. Chair, we meet against the backdrop of Russia's illegal war of aggression against Ukraine and its nuclear threats and rhetoric. Ireland condemns any and all nuclear threats, implicit or explicit, and irrespective of the circumstances. Russia must fully respect Ukraine's territorial integrity, sovereignty, and independence within its internationally recognized borders. We are gravely concerned by the impact of this illegal war on the safety and security of Ukrainian nuclear facilities, including the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Ireland condemns Russia's continued destabilizing actions, including its move to revoke its ratification of the CTBT, the deployment of nuclear weapons in Belarus, and suspension of New START, which undermine the nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation regime. Chair, Ireland remains deeply concerned about continuing proliferation crises. We reiterate our grave concern regarding Iran's nuclear activities, which are inconsistent with the JCPOA, and its failure to resolve outstanding safeguards issues with the IAEA. We deplore Iran's continued military support provided to Russia's illegal war of aggression in Ukraine. Iran must reverse and refrain from all activity that gives rise to proliferation risks and return to full cooperation with the IAEA without delay. Ireland remains committed to a diplomatic solution to this issue and calls on all countries to support the implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 2231. Chairman, the DPRK's nuclear and ballistic missile programs are a serious threat to regional and international peace and security, and we condemn the transfer of ballistic missiles and other arms and related material to Russia for use in its illegal war against Ukraine. We call on the DPRK to cease immediately these actions and to abandon its ballistic missile, nuclear and other WMD programs in a complete, verifiable and irreversible manner. We urge the DPRK to immediately sign and ratify the Comprehensive Test Ban Treaty, to return to compliance with its obligations under the NPT as a non-nuclear weapon state, and cooperate fully with the IAEA. Ireland underscores the unique and indispensable role of the IAEA across nuclear energy, safety and security, and in the implementation of the NPT. It is imperative that we seize the opportunity to strengthen the safeguard system which underpins the effective implementation of this treaty. Any use of nuclear weapons would result in devastating humanitarian consequences with global and long-term impact. The Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, TPNW, ensures that nuclear weapons are comprehensively prohibited under international law. The TPNW is fully consistent and complementary with the NPT and creates a legal framework to assist the implementation of Article 6 as an effective measure towards achieving a nuclear-free world. We hope to see positive contribution of the NPW, TPNW, reflected in the outcome document of this review cycle. Ireland looks forward to collectively advancing work on integrating gender perspectives in the context of the NPT in this cycle. The equal, full and meaningful participation of women in nuclear disarmament and acknowledgement of the differentiated impacts of nuclear weapons is essential for the promotion and attainment of sustainable peace and security. Ireland will continue to work to make the review process more effective and inclusive, including through strengthening the participation of civil society, who bring invaluable expertise to these issues. Chairman, in conclusion, the current difficult security context is not a bar to meaningful progress in nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. The NPT itself shows that substantial progress can, should, and has been made in difficult geopolitical circumstances for the benefit of all. Thank you.